This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Vietnam state media say that landslides set off by Typhoon Alavi have killed at least 19 people and left 45 others missing in the country's central region. The casualties from the landslides bring the death toll to at least 35, with about 59 missing, including 14 crew members from two fishing boats that sank Wednesday as the typhoon approached. Rescuers were digging for survivors, and crews were trying to open a road to bring more equipment into a village cut off by damage. Officials say Alavi was the first typhoon to hit the country in 20 years. Cyber teams inside the U.S. government and private companies have been trying to block attempts to take over hospital computer systems across the country. AP correspondent Tim McGuire with details.
The FBI and two federal agencies say Russian-speaking hackers are trying to insert a ransomware into computer systems in healthcare facilities across the country. The attacks come as a nation is seeing big jumps in positive tests for the coronavirus and COVID-19 hospitalizations. One expert calls this the most significant cybersecurity threat to the U.S., and he is concerned the group may try to lock up the computer systems of hundreds of hospitals over the next few weeks. Tim McGuire, Washington.
The CEOs of Twitter, Facebook, and Google face some tough questions at a Senate hearing Wednesday for alleged anti-conservative bias in the company's social media platforms. The Trump administration seizing on unfounded accusations of bias against the conservative views. He has asked Congress to strip some of the protections that have generally shielded the tech companies from legal responsibility for what people post on their platforms. This is VOA News.